Each week we go through your letters and voicemails to get your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. Here's NPR's Farai Chidea with your comments.
We recently spoke with Negaste Leke, the director of the movie Fat Girls, about the film's lackluster performance at the box office and criticism that was aimed at the picture. She said she was disappointed that word of mouth in the black community did not spur ticket sales for what she intended to be a positive movie about African Americans and Africans. Listener Benjamin Edward of Washington, D.C., says the poor numbers had little to do with the lack of black support for the movie. He sent us this email. I don't think there was a collective rejection of Fat Girls by the black audience per se, so much as there was a rejection of the film, which, for $10 a ticket, was not as good as it promised to be, and seriously lacking in the production values I expect when I pay that much to go to the movies. My family and neighbors went to go see the film in a big group, and I know our word of mouth to our black friends was to catch it on video. Perhaps this would have been better as a TV or cable movie, but it wasn't worth $10 per person. Just that simple. A recent commentary by Deborah Mathis about the ongoing legal troubles of Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney prompted listener Mike Wooldridge of Fort Worth, Texas, to write in. He had this to say. Deborah Mathis recently commented that Representative Cynthia McKinney's case before the grand jury should be dropped because there are bigger fish to fry in Washington. So, Professor Mathis, does this mean that any black citizen accused of assault on a police officer can be let go by saying, "Sorry, I had a bad hair day"? I don't think there is any bigger fish to fry than the rule of law. Representative McKinney's case should get exactly the same treatment as anyone else who assaulted a police officer. And a thank you note from listener Shelley Levine of Philadelphia, who enjoyed Ed Gordon's interview with gospel singer Ann Nesby. In her email, Shelley writes, I wanted to thank you for introducing me to Ann Nesby. The small sample you played from her newest CD on Tuesday was enough to get me to run out today and purchase it. Also, thank you for providing such interesting, informative, and sometimes provocative programming. I'm a new listener and really enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your feedback, Shelley. We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.